Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, 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 and glory to God. So what we're going to do this morning is we're going to start off a little differently. And for those of you who do not know, Smile3E has a few mandates already that God has given us for Blog Talk and for our ministry. And one of those mandates is Minister Sylvia and Elder Tony have been praying for marriages. And the reason they're praying for marriages is that sometimes the enemy wants you to settle. He wants you to settle for being that hubby and that wife and all of that. And so I'm not going to get into that because that is not the focus of what Sunday mornings are for. Sunday mornings, we are praying for single parents. And so because we have these two mandates that have been placed on Smile3E, the enemy is attacking. He may be attacking your finances. People may be missing paychecks. People may be going through anger and rage and things of that sort. They may be dealing with chaos and confusion. But the key is staying focused on the mandate that God has given you within the ministry. And some people are supporting us in prayer. Some people are supporting us giving. They're supporting us all manner of ways. And we thank God for the mandates that God has given us, because it's a privilege to be able to pray for single parents, single parent homes, single parent households. Because, see, some people were single parents and they forgot that they were single parents. They've literally forgotten that they were single parents because they're married now, or they have various other things that they're doing. Their children are grown, or they're that child that's an adult now that forgot that they grew up in a single parent home. So like I said, the mandate on Sundays and the focus for the rest of this month until God tells us differently is single parent home. So as I said, we're going to start off differently. And how we're going to start off is I'm going to ask Minister Sheila to pray for us. And when she prays for us, I'm going to ask her to specifically pray for the ministry and to specifically pray for single parents. And if anyone else after her wants to pray, you go ahead and you just go ahead on and start praying. And then I'm going to follow behind you and pray. So remember, we are specifically praying for single parents, single parent homes, single parents' households, single parents that were adults, that were children, that were or still are or about to be, because we don't know what people are doing. But we're going to carry out our mandates, and I will pray that we would understand what this mandate is. And so, again, Minister Sheila, can you pray for the ministry, and can you pray for single parents? And then if anyone else wants to pray, fall right in, and if time allows, I will pray as well. Minister Sheila, I turn the program over to you. Okay, I believe Minister Sheila's having problems with her phone because I cannot hear her at this time. So is there anyone else that would like to pray? If you can go ahead and pray for the ministry, and but mostly pray for single-parent homes and things of that sort. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Father God, we come to you right now. We ask you, O Lord, to just continue to keep this ministry on focus, God. Continue to keep this ministry lined up with your word. Continue to keep this ministry lined up with the program that you have put in place to pray and keep praying till something changed, and then pray even harder. God, we ask you to just cover Smile3E, Blog Talk Radio, God, and every minister, every elder, every bishop, every apostle, every prophet, every teacher, every pastor, everyone that's assigned to this ministry. God, for we know the enemy on today is in place to try to break down, tear down, and keep things going that's out of line with your word. For God, we just thank you for everything you're doing. We thank you for everything that you have done, everything you're going to do. Because, God, we know that you said at this appointed time that your will be done that your way will be made a way. And no matter how it is, no matter what it looked like, God, you are still in control. God, we ask you to cover every household where there's a single parent. God, we ask you to cover every child that's in that household that is going through, that don't understand, that even at this time, God is putting something down in you to let you know that when you call on him, you can depend on him. That when you call on him, he will come to your point of need of place. God, your word says, suffer not the little children to come unto me. For God, we know that the enemy has a desire to destroy the family. We know that the enemy has a desire to break up the family. We know that the enemy has a desire to keep the boys from seeing themselves as true men and true men of God, and that the girls have a desire to keep themselves from being considered as valued, as virtuous, as an oncoming. God, we know that you are God, and no matter what, God, we know that you have a plan for our lives. You have a plan for their lives. You're showing the mothers and the fathers that have stepped up, that have found themselves in a place of being a single parent, to know that they can depend on you. All they have to do is reach up, reach out, and stand on your word. Call on your name, God, for you said that you will be there. You are our buckler and our shield. You are our leader. You are our captain. You are our God. And no matter what we say or how it looks or what it looks like, and no matter what it sounds like, God, we know that we can look to the hill for which cometh our help. God, we know that the enemy is a liar. We know that his job has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God, we know that you come to give life. You come to present life to us. You came to give us a choice. As of this day, God, we decide that in my house, we will serve the Lord. God, for we're standing on your word. We're calling out, God. We're reaching out. Even when we don't even know what to say, God, teach us how to teach our inner man to hold us up. Teach us how to allow our inner man to teach us to allow them to hold us up. God, for you are God and God alone. No matter what I say or what I do, God, you have the last say-so. God, teach our children how to depend on you. Teach our children how to come to you. Teach our children how to stay focused on you. God, I thank you for, at one time I was a single parent, and I thank you for the desire to live saved and want to be saved before you, with you. I thank God for getting in your word, letting my child see me read your word, so that when the enemy come upon me, God, you came in and you set up a new standard. When the enemy tried to flood me, God, you came in and you set up a new standard. When the enemy came in, you had my son as a little boy, 4 or 5 years old, to step up and say, Mama, God got our back. We're going to be all right. Teach our children how not to be ashamed or scared to call on the name of Jesus. Teach our children how not to be ashamed or scared to stand up in their house and say, God is God. Lord is Lord. In this house, we are saved and sanctified. In this house, we will stand on the word of God. In this house, we are a believer, and we believe in Christ Jesus. In this house, we shall let God rule and abide. In this house, the blood of Jesus is covered. In this house, the blood of Jesus is applied to the doorpost. God, we ask you to just touch every father that's willing to, want to, and have to step up to be a father. He learns how to comb the daughter's hair. He learns how to be the man, to teach her to be the man that she should look for, need, and want. We thank you, God, for being our protector. We thank you for being our provider. God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. And when we do all things else and everything else that can be done, God, we say thank you even in that time and place. God, keep us focused. Bless the single household, whether it's a mother that stepped up, a father that stepped up, auntie or uncle, cousin, nieces, nephews, sister, brother, or a close friend, even a grandparents, God, we just ask you to cover in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Will there be another? Father God, I pray your word. Your word reminds us, God, that Satan would love to sift us. For your word says in Luke 22, Simon, Simon, listen. Satan has demanded permission to sift all of you like grain. But I have prayed especially for you, Peter, that your faith and confidence in me may not fail. And you, once you have turned back again to me, strengthen and support your brother in faith. God, we thank you for the single parents that feel like Peter, my God. God, we thank you for the children that feel like Peter. God, we thank you for the child that feels like he has to be a prodigal. He has to be a prodigal, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the restoration that you bring in. You're bringing restoration from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We thank you for being a restorer. We thank you for being a reviver. God, we thank you for even we know that on today and yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and today and the day to come over here and over there. And God, now and then, and we don't even have to know the why, the how, or even the what, God, but we will obey you and we will stay focused as single parents and as a person from a single parent home, God, that I was a single parent and now my son is a grown adult who's married with children, God, but he's still healing from the effects of growing up and drawing near to you, God, while we were in that single parent atmosphere, God. And so some of those things are positive and some of those things are negative. God, cause him to want to be called a man of God. Call him to want to walk a life that says he's a man of God. Cause him to want to be the leader of his household like a man of God, and that the Holy Spirit will teach him, and that men of virtue and valor will step into his life to show him how to be a man of God. God, I thank you for reminding me that I wasn't his father, I wasn't his grandfather, I wasn't his uncle, but I was his mother, God. And thank you for allowing me to allow my father and the different men in our family to be a father figure to him, to be the man of God that he needed to be. And even for those who wasn't men of faith, they were protectors. So they taught him how to be a protector. And those women that were in his life, they taught him what a woman should be like, what a woman should speak like, how a woman should act. God, we thank you for teaching us how you minister to us and how we can minister to others. God, thank you for teaching even the single parents how they can be kingdom-minded and they could be Christ-like. God, we want to be like Christ. We want to know that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we will say of the Lord that he is our refuge and our fortress, and in him will we trust. Surely we know that the snare and the fowl and the pestilence will come. Surely we know that the enemy may come on our left side and our right side, but God, we know that you are our refuge. You are our fortress. God, we thank you for every single parent that knows that 1,000 shall fall at their side. It'll be 10,000 on their right hand. But it won't come nigh them. God, thank you for teaching them that only with their eyes will they look and see the wicked, God. We thank you for even reminding them that we have to know that we know that we know, God, that we have to, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Peace that surpasses all understanding, joy unspeakable. And we thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for teaching the single parents that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. God, we thank you for teaching them how they too shall be an elder. We thank you for teaching them how they too shall be apostles and pastors and preachers and bishops and prophets and deacons, intercessors and ushers, and all of the fivefold ministry. God, we thank you you that you're teaching them how they will call on the blood of Jesus and how they will decree a thing in the name of Jesus, and it shall be, and it is. God, we thank you for teaching them how you've given them the keys to bind and to loose, according to Matthew 6:19, and also according to Matthew 18:18. God, we thank you for everything that you're doing, for you are God, you are amazing, and even the word amazing does not describe you in the way that you are. We thank you, God, for teaching them the kingdom concepts and the precepts and the principles of being a kingdom-minded child of God, a woman of God, a man of God, and that you send your angels and you send your ministering angels and your warring angels to protect them, God. We thank you for those single parents that are even single parents spiritually. Some aren't spiritual, those single parents that are in the natural, but they're spiritual single parents. They've been a mentor. When they were a teacher, they were a single parent and they didn't know it. They were a parent to so many children. They were an advisor to so many single parents. God, teach the teachers how important they've been to the single parents. My God, my God. Teach the preachers how important they've been to the single parent households. Teach them that they still can be the president. They still can be the mayor. They still can be the first lady. They still can be the governor. They still can be a cleric in the ministry. They still can be a psalmist. They still can be a positive role model as a troop, as a policeman or a police person. They still can be a firefighter. God, teach them they can still be a linguist because they can speak to and teach people how to worship in different nations and in different tongues, whether that person's in Africa or Haiti or Japan or Puerto Rico, God, or Mexico, or even if they're in the United States and Michigan and Ohio, North Carolina and New York. God, in D.C., chaos. Just happened in Wisconsin where there was chaos and corruption, God. Teach them how they can have their own TBN, how they can have their own word network, how they can have their own Daystar, how they can be that husband, how they can be that wife, how they can be that daughter, how they can be that son, how they can be that person that leads their whole family to God. God, teach us how to know that we know that we know that in the kingdom of God, it is yea and amen. In the kingdom of God, there's no white or black or yellow or brown, but God, there is humankind. There is one race, the human race, and it doesn't matter if they walk in the kingdom principles out north, out south, out east, out west. It doesn't matter what side of town they live on and live in, that they can still draw men unto you, God, because as we lift you up, you draw all men unto you. God, teach us how you've imputed us with your holiness and your righteousness in Christ Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that as single parents, they know that they can be the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They can be the Daniel. They can be that person that will give us godly counsel. They can be that person that will have the fortitude to stay focused. They can be that child that will honor and give honor. They can be that person that will respect and give respect and demand respect. They can be the next Maya Angelou. They can be the next billionaire. They can be that person that people esteem to be, not just because they can dribble a basketball, and that's all right, God, and not just because they can catch or throw a basketball, and that too is all right, God, but they are the people that when they represent anything, foremost, God, they represent Christ. Teach us the importance of wanting to be a representative of Christ. Teach us the importance, God, of having our children that want to give you all the glory and all the praise. God, in the single-parent home, show them that you're the power. You're the authority, God, and that you demand, even in that home, that children obey their parents and that parents don't provoke their children. God, teach us how to be competent as parents. Teach us how to be competent as children. Teach us how to be competent as adult children. Teach us how to be competent as children, in between children, teenage children, young adults children, wherever we're on in the growth and development. Teach us, God, how to be people that will seek you when we need to make a decision. Teach us, God, how to seek you for our guidance. Seek you for the actions that we take. To listen to you, God, and to obey you. Teach us how to make our decisions on purpose and with purpose, according to your will, according to your way, according to your knowledge, God. For we're asking you to reveal your wisdom to us, every single parent, every single parent, child, adult or child, everyone that's in the household, everyone that's been in the household. God, we ask you to send your angels to protect them. For we know that the pedophiles stalk and they're out there prowling, looking for that innocent man or that woman that they can take advantage of their children. Protect them, God. Protect their minds. Protect them from the soul ties. Protect them, God, from the deceiver that wants to come in and make them think they're there for one thing, but they're there for another. Protect the children, God. Heal the children that have already suffered the hands of the pedophile, whether it was the preacher or the teacher. My God. Ah, whether it was the uncle or the aunt. My God. Whether it was the sister or the brother. Hallelujah. Protect, God. In the name of Jesus, there's so many hurting from molestation, God. There's so many hurting because they're ex-husband or their ex-wife or their mother or their father or their sister or their brother or the person they were espoused to stole their identity by emasculating them, God, verbally or physically. God, teach us how to not to be a weak people, how to be a feeble, debilitated people, an impoverished, crippled people. Teach us, God, how to be strong in the Lord, how to be powerful in the Lord, God. Teach us, God, how we won't allow the enemy to castrate us spiritually. Teach us how we won't allow the enemy to give us artificial love in the name of Jesus. Teach us, God, how we won't even allow men are being emasculated, but God, women are being defeminized. They're being defeminized of the feminine traits and qualities and characteristics. It's like their ovaries have been removed in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord. Ah, help us, Lord, that a man will be a man and a woman will be a woman in the name of Jesus. Even if they're in a single-parent home, God, they have the ability to find that teacher or that preacher or that loved one that will be an example. Minister Sylvia talks about how her son, when he played football, was called a man of God. Send them a true man of God that won't mind being called a man of God. A true woman of God that is virtuous, that won't mind being called a virtuous woman of God. It's not about if they have children. It's not about if they don't have children, but it's about being called a man or woman of God. It's about being Christ-like in the name of Jesus. We ask you for these godly examples, God, that will cause these men and these women to search out, God, people that they can be examples to. God, even in our age today, many of us are 40 and 50 and 60 and 70. Teach us how to be examples to the children, how to be example to the young women that are trying to wear the pants in their marriages. Oh, my God. God, some people are growing up in single-parent homes, but there's two parents there. God, will you help us on today? Ah, God, I just want to thank you for exposing and decoding every avenue that the devil has tried to demasculate, defeminize, and emasculate the children in these single-parent homes and every home. But God, we're staying focused on what our call is on today. We're praying for the homes of the single parents. We're praying for the children of the single parents, that everybody from the top to the bottom will want to be God pleasers, God lovers, God seekers. They'll be hungry for you, God. They'll want to say, I'm a God obeyer, my God. They'll want to brag about being a God chaser, a God sharer, a God revealer. They'll want to pray and brag about to everybody how they serve a limitless God. My God. God, they'll seek out the mantle of God, the mantle that you've set just for them. They don't want anybody else's mantle, God, but they want the one that you have purposed and destined just for them. God, teach them how to search you out, God, how to seek you while you can be found, how to seek you early, God, so that they can walk out the purpose of God in their lives early. And even for those of us who are seeking you late in age, God, that we will fulfill the purpose and the destiny that you called us to. Some of us, God, are sent, my God, and purposed for a single parent, my God, to be her role model, to be his role model is our purpose. To be that role model of a man of God, of a woman of God, of a teacher of God, of a preacher of God, of an intercessor of God, of a leader of God, of a follower of God. My God, today I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you to be a praiser of God, to be a worshiper of God. We're walking, living epistles read of men, and those people that are reading us are single parents, God. They're children of single parents, God. Teach us to be the examples that you've called us to be, that they see how your word abides in us, how they see how your Holy Spirit abides in us, how they see how we seek you as an all-consuming fire, how they see that we know that Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us, and we are making intercession as well. In the name of Jesus, every insecurity, every anxiety, go in the name of Jesus. Every molestation, go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of hatred, of anger, my, of disbelief, go in the name of Jesus. God, release your favor. Release your favor, generational favor in the homes, my God. Release your favor on their jobs, God. God, I even ask you, release your favor in their minds. Thank you for that, Holy Spirit. Release your favor in their hearts, in the classroom. Release your favor in their finances, my God. Release your favor in the living room, in the dining room, in the kitchen, in the bedrooms, in the bathroom, all over their house, in the front yard, in the backyard, in the swimming pool, on the deck, wherever they are, front yard, backyard, side yard, in the attic, in the basement, release your favor. Ah, my God, release your favor. Teach us, God, every single parent, every child from a single parent home, Every child currently in one, God. Every family member that has someone in their family that's with them, God. How to sow into that person's life. How to sow obedience by them watching you, watching us. How to sow a seek, to teach us how to seek God. How to sow a surrender. My God, hallelujah. Teach us how to sow a submission to your will and your way, God. Teach us, God, how to sow a worship for the Father and seeking such to worship him, for they must worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Teach us how to sow a spirit and a heart and a mind that wants to do the will of God, that wants to do it God's way, that wants to decree and declare, not my will, but your will be done, God. That wants to live a life that says, be it unto me according to your word, God. A spirit that says, God, I lack wisdom. And your word says that if I lack wisdom, that I'm to ask you for it, and that you will give it to me liberally unbraided. My God. Teach us how to walk in your truth, God, so that they will want to walk in your truth. Because we're that book read of man, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Teach us how to want to pray, that we will pray until something happens. We will take off that heavy spirit of offense, because we're going to put on the O for obey God. We're going to put on the F for knowing that you're faithful. We're going to take the other F and know that you're the our Father that loves us. We're going to take the E and know that you're an excellent God. My God. We're going to take the N and know that there's power in the name of Jesus. My God. We're going to take on the spiritual anointing of God. We're going to earnestly pray. We're going to take on the last S to be a soul winner, God. A soul winner in a single parent home. A soul winner, God. Yes. In the name of Jesus. There's pride running rapid. Pride is perverted request and deceptive egotism. My God, eradicate the pride of life in our lives that's running rapid. The lust of the running rapid. The will to do evil, God, is running rapid. Eradicate it in the name of Jesus. Cause us to want a fellowship with one another. To fellowship in love, God. To fellowship in honor, God. It's okay. It's all right to honor. It's okay. It's the right thing for children to honor their parents. And even if the person isn't your parent, they're old enough to be your parent. They're an elder. God, teach us that it's okay to show honor and respect. My God. Teach us, God, how we're going to keep praying until it happens. We're going to keep praying and knowing that you're our Jehovah Nisi. You're our Jehovah Jireh. You're our Lord God Almighty. You're our King of Kings and our Lord of Lords. You're our Daddy God. God, we're going to make it personal and corporate to know you as our healer, to know you as our Shalom, my God, to know you as our Adonai, my God, to know you as my God, not just my sister's God,
not just my mama and my daddy's God, not just my brother's God, not just the God of Abraham and Isaac, but my God. God, teach us how to be walk living epistles read of men that says, you are our God. No matter where we look, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, you're still my God. And when we enter into a room full of believers, you're our God. God, teach us what true unity is. God, teach us what true agape love is. God, teach us what staying focus truly is. God, give us our purpose and the strength and the courage to walk it out in the name of Jesus. We ask you that not one single parent assigned to this ministry, not one child from a single parent home, not one aunt or uncle or cousin that has a single parent relatives in it, will not walk out their purpose of being a teacher. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you. Ah, it's personal, God. Not one more niece, not one more nephew left behind. Ah, God, I say. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Not one more grandmama. Now one more granddaddy. Ha ta da da ba she. God, we are a corporate, kingdom-minded family, spiritually and naturally, God. God, don't let us forget our role. Don't let us forget our focus. Don't let us look to the left or the right because of this, or because of that, or because of him, or because of her. God, don't let our fleshly desires get in the way of our God-given purpose. Oh, God, I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. God, keep us on purpose. God, there is up in the land. A matter of fact, there are many pandemics in the land. But God, I ask you that you will eradicate and obliterate every evil pandemic and loose your agape love into the household of the single parents. That child, that single parent child laying in the hospital on the respirator from COVID-19, heal them from their head to their toe, that they'll wake up saying, I am a man or woman of God. I am who God called me to be. And I will serve God for the rest of my life. That grandmother that's been a single parent, that grandfather that's been a single parent, that have children in their home that's being disrespectful, that's not giving them honor, that aunt, that uncle, that mother, that father. Release honor. Release a hunger and thirst to give honor, my God, all over the land, from the White House to the crack house, to the homeless shelter, to the person living on the street. Honor, God. Rabbi say, in the name of Jesus, your agape love, God. For if you love someone, you'll honor them. For if you truly love someone, you'll respect them. For if you truly love someone, you will bless them on purpose. God, they don't need permission. Because the day that you said that it was good and that Jesus said it was finished, that was all the permission they needed to honor, to respect, and to bless. Father God, I bless your name. And I ask that anyone listening on the World Wide Web today would feel a challenging, a clarion call in their spirit to be a teacher and a preacher and an example and a role model for that single parent, child, whether they're a child or an adult, a preteen or whatever they want to call themselves, role model, a spiritual mother, a spiritual father, and that they will teach them in the ways of the Lord. Where are the old women teaching the new things and the ways of life in your word and your wisdom to the young women? God, help us, God. And I leave everyone with this. And I turn the program over to Minister Sheila if she's available. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Amen. Minister Sheila, are you available? Minister Sylvia, can you give our announcements if you're available?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for the program on the day. I'm at work and it was kind of hard to work listening to that prayer. But we just want to thank everybody that tuned in today on this Sunday. We are here every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Blog Talk with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandy Kaiser. We're also here every Monday night on Blog Talk, Smile3E, as well as Facebook. This Monday coming up will be the second Monday of the month, which our speaker will be the pastor servant, Troy Thomas. Please tune in tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're also here on Friday from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First and third Friday of every month is myself, Minister Stoley Kaiser. And the second and fourth Friday of every month is Prophet Antoine Thomas. And on the fifth Friday of each month, we will also have myself and or Prophet or both of us together ministering to you with whatever God puts on our heart. Again, we want to say thank you for joining in on this Sunday morning prayer, which is covering the single parent household, family, children, and finance. So with anything left further to say, we want to say we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it, and the devil is a liar. Back to you.
Amen. Is there anyone that would like to say anything? I know we still have time, but I wanted to make sure that Minister Sylvia or Minister Sheila was able to give the announcement, since I knew they were at work. So if there's anyone that wants to pray or to say anything, the lines are open.
Good morning, women of God and men of God, whoever is listening this morning to this ministry. God has blessed us to hear such a heartfelt and necessary prayer. I thank God for being able to listen in and to be blessed by your words, Apostle Elect. I thank you for praying and just going to the throne for our single parents. And I just like to say that the Lord dropped in my spirit that for each of us to allow ourselves to actually see each other as God sees us, to open our hearts and our spirits to see the needs of those around us, and to teach through love, through showing love and real concern. And the point you made about honor is just so rich, because we can honor each other, the children, the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, everyone, by loving them as God loves us. Because we really don't know how to love each other, but God can teach us. We would open our hearts. Thank you again for praying and for soliciting all of us to pray for the parents, the single parents, and their children, and that they will teach them to always depend on Jesus. Be blessed of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Minister Margot. That was such a good testimony and things that you shared with God gave you. Thank you so very much. Is there anyone else that would like to share? Okay. I don't know if we're having technical difficulties or what, because I do hear some static and stuff in the background, so I don't know if that means someone's trying to talk. But I will tell you that I thank God for each and every one of you, for your prayers, for your support. And remember, stay focused on the mandate that God has given you, because things are going to come to try to make you lose your focus. But stay focused. And remember, obey God. And as Minister Sylvia and so many have already shared, our foundational scripture, which is saying Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But also listen to A Quiet Place by Pastor Troy Thomas as we go off the air. And please tune in tomorrow to hear Servant Pastor Troy as he teaches. Oh, and I forgot, there's another thing. Minister Sylvia and Pastor Troy have been given a mandate to teach on forgiveness and unforgiveness. So when you have the mandate at the beginning of the year, like God has given us, wow, let's keep each other held up in prayer, because the enemy does not want us teaching and preaching on the things that we're teaching and preaching on. Single parent home, forgiveness and unforgiveness, the marriage, oh my, 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 my. To God be all the glory. Bye-bye.